Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another small journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will cover civilization and the progress of human legislation. These are questions 790 to 797.
Enjoy.
Question 790. Does civilization represent progress for humankind, or does it represent decadence, as some philosophers profess?
Incomplete progress, because humankind does not pass suddenly from infancy to maturity.
Subquestion 790. Is it reasonable to condemn civilization?
Instead, condemn those who abuse it. Don't condemn the work of God.
Question 791. Will civilization be purified one day so that the evils it has produced will disappear?
Yes, when morality is as developed as intelligence. The fruit cannot come before the blossom.
Question 792. Why doesn't civilization immediately effectuate all the good it could produce?
Because humans are not yet ready or disposed to obtain that good.
Subquestion 792. Wouldn't it also be because in creating new needs, it incites new passions?
Yes, and because all of a spirit's faculties do not evolve in tandem. Everything takes time. You cannot expect perfect fruit from an imperfect civilization.
Refer to questions 751 to 780. Question 793. By what signs may one recognize a completed civilization?
You will recognize it by its moral development. You believe yourselves to be very advanced because you have made great discoveries and wonderful inventions, and because you are better situated and better clothed than primitives. However, you will only have the right to truly call yourselves civilized when you have finally banished the vices from your society that dishonor it, and when you finally live as brothers and sisters by practicing Christian charity. Until then, you are really no more than enlightened cultures that have passed through only the first phase of civilization.
Author's remarks for question 793. Civilization goes through stages of development like everything else. An incomplete civilization is in a state of transition, which engenders special evils unknown in the primitive state, but which nonetheless constitute a natural and necessary progress that brings with it the remedy for those very evils. As civilization perfects itself, it puts an end to some of the evils it has engendered, and all evils will eventually disappear with moral progress. Of two cultures that have reached the summit of the social scale, the one that may be called more advanced, in the true sense of the word, is the one where the least selfishness, cupidity, and pride are found, where the customs are more intellectual and moral than material, where intelligence can develop with more freedom, where there is more kindness, good faith, and reciprocal benevolence and generosity, where the prejudices of caste and birth are less rooted. For such prejudices are incompatible with true love for one's neighbor, where the laws do not grant any special privileges and are the same for the last as for the first, where justice is administered with the least partiality, where the weak always find support against the strong, where human life, beliefs, and opinions are better respected, where there are fewer unhappy individuals, and lastly, where persons of goodwill are always sure they will not lack the minimum of what is needed to live on. Question 794. Could society be governed solely by natural laws without having to resort to human laws?
It could if humans understood them well enough. If they were to actually practice them, such laws would be sufficient. Society, however, has its requirements and needs special laws.
Question 795. What causes the instability of human laws?
In times of barbarity, the strongest are the ones who make the laws, and they frame them to their own advantage. It becomes necessary to modify them as humans comprehend justice more clearly. Human laws become more stable as they move toward true justice. That is to say, to the degree that they are made for all and as they are aligned with natural law.
Author's remarks for question 795. Civilization has created for people new necessities that are related to the social position such people occupy. It has been necessary to regulate the rights and duties of such positions through human laws. Under the influence of their passions, however, humans have often created imaginary rights and duties that are condemned by natural law. Nations remove these rights and duties from their codes as they progress. Natural law is immutable and is always the same for everyone. Human law is variable and progressive, and only under such variable conditions at humankind's infancy could it have consecrated the right of the strongest. Question 796. Aren't harsh criminal laws a necessity in the present state of society?
A deprived society has a need for harsher laws. Unfortunately, such laws are meant to punish a wrong after it has already been committed, rather than to cut out the roots of what has caused the wrong. Only education can reform humankind, who will then have no more need of such harsh laws.
Question 797. How can humankind be led to reform its laws?
This will occur naturally through the force of circumstances and by the influence of moral persons who will guide them along the path of progress. Many things have already been reformed, and many more will be. Wait a while.